Mona, thank you for being here this morning. I appreciate it.
I am so grateful to be here in lovely Cortez.
Yes, it is lovely. And Sarah, thank you for coming in today, too.
Oh, thanks. Always love being here, Tom.
So Every Brilliant Thing is the name of the play. And Mona, can you kind of encapsulate, just summarize what this play is about?
That's always a big task, but yeah. I'll give it a good shot. It's about a woman who recounts her life. From the time she's a child, she dealt with her mother who has severe depression. And the way she dealt with it was by making a list of every brilliant things in the world. Mm. And that list continues on into her adulthood. It's a one-woman show with Sarah playing this character from the time she's seven until the present. And it's just a beautiful, poignant, uplifting, interactive piece.
So Sarah, let's talk about preparing for this part. It's a one-woman show, which I always feel like is like a challenge. You're carrying all the weight. Yeah. What were some things that you had to do to prepare for this part?
Well, I mean, probably one of the biggest things is memorizing the script, which I've done in the past. I've written and performed my own one-woman shows and with merely players in the past as well. But memorizing is something that's just, that takes time. And I think as you age too, the brain changes. That's what I've been noticing. And so getting it into my body, into the body, into the physical, and then really living the script, that's been a very, very potent experience. And it always is. But this, when I first read this script and Mona offered me the role, which I was really excited about, Mona and Charles together, I cried when I read the script from the poignancy of it, from the beauty of it, and this kind of uplifting and opening feeling that I got from reading the script. And so being inside of that as an actor for the last few weeks, and before that, having read the script, it's really been a powerful process. And I definitely go through these hills and valleys of the joy of the character that I'm playing, the absolute utter joy and beauty and brilliance, and then also the dark spots and places too. So it's a gift. I'm grateful for it, and it's potent.
Mona, what was it about this script that spoke to you when you first encountered it? Why was it you said, we got to do that?
Very much a similar experience to what Sarah was just saying. I read it one night. I read a lot of plays each week. And one night I was reading this play. I picked it up, read it, and immediately said to my husband, we have to do this play. And it was because it is so real, so relevant. Our communities are struggling right now with depression and suicide. And one of the ways that we are combating that as a community is through the Let's Talk campaign, which let's get this out here. Let's not make this a stigma that we can't discuss. And when I read this play and saw the beauty of the character and her struggles and the reality of what she was going through, I knew that it was something that fit our community at this time. And it resonated with me deeply. I'm in a position where I get to direct only the things that make me excited. And this, from the second I read it, did.
Yeah. Sarah, you talked a little bit about some of the challenges just in terms of memorization and those kinds of things, but were there any kind of more emotionally challenging things that for you came up in terms of like thinking about how you're going to put this on the stage?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a point in there where my character is talking about the studies around depression and the challenges that kids face with parents or mothers in particular that that suffer from depression. And so that hit home for me personally, and then also thinking about friends and family and community members who go through that. And there's also, there's a line in the play later on that talks about how we all go through, if we haven't gone through a deep, deep level of depression at some point in our lives, we're probably not paying attention. Mm. I'm paraphrasing that line, but it's it that quality of the intensity and kind of the getting lost in the space of depression and what that does to human beings and what it does to the children of those human beings that, you know, are doing their best in the world too. So that really hit a deep place for me. And so it's become a very powerful place in the script for me as well.
Mona, you and Merely Players decided to bring this play over to Cortez for the first time to the Sunflower Theater. It'll be November 12th on a Tuesday night. What was some of the thinking behind bringing it over to Montezuma County?
Well, one of the biggest things was Sarah, who has such ties here to this community. And we've just talked before about maybe crossing that county line and coming over. And seems like a great piece for people who enjoy Sarah's work. And also because this topic is so relevant everywhere right now in the Southwest in particular. And we just really wanted to share it with this community. A lot of people from Cortez do drive to Durango to see our plays. This is a chance for them to just kind of get to stay home, not have to be on the hour on the road afterwards. And hopefully it will do what we wish, and that is to just reflect humanity and get people thinking and also give them hope. It sounds like it's this really dark play, but it's not.
Well, I wanted to ask about that because I understand there's quite a bit of humor in this.
Oh my
gosh. How do you balance this subject matter of depression with bringing some humor to it?
It's actually two sides of the same coin in some ways. And so the joy in it is exuberant and hilarious. And there's these awesome moments of interacting with the audience in different ways all throughout the whole script. And so it does, when we're talking about it, sounds like it's very somber and intense, but actually the whole of it is it's hilarious and uplifting and powerful and potent in its beauty and its surprising joy.
It's the funniest play about depression
you'll ever see. Absolutely. It's the funniest play about depression that you will ever see.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
I like that. So besides the Sunflower Theater, it's also going to be at the Hesperus Camp. Can you, Mona, just talk a little bit about that space? What's that all about?
Well, Merely Players does a lot of found space work. Yeah. And we have appeared in places like an empty swimming pool. Sarah was in that one. An old barn. An empty warehouse. And this place at Hesperus Camp, it's just about a mile after you turn off on a 140. And it's a lovely little chapel / auditorium. And it's just kind of got a cozy feel to it. And I didn't want to put this on a stage per se. I wanted it to be more intimate where the audience is right there. We can seat 85 people. We sold out once and we added a few more seats. Now we're up to 85. So we still have some seats left in Hesperus and quite a few left on that Tuesday in Cortez.
Okay. And how do people find tickets for the show?
Head on over to our website, www.merrilyplayers.us.
Okay. Sarah and Mona, thank you both for being here today. It was really nice talking with you about the play.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, we appreciate you.
That's Sarah Severson, who is acting in Every Brilliant Thing. It's going to be at the Sunflower Theater on Tuesday, November 12th at 7 p.m. And also in Hesperus this upcoming weekend and the weekend after. You can check merelyplayers.us for tickets on that. And also joining us this morning was director Mona Wood Patterson. I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD.